Last week, a group that advocates for undocumented farm workers in Vermont filed a lawsuit in federal court against three federal agencies that enforce immigration laws. In the lawsuit, the activist group Migrant Justice is seeking records related to the arrests of several of their members by Border Patrol and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Will Lambic is a staff member at Migrant Justice, and he joins me now to talk about the lawsuit. Hi, Will.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So the lawsuit alleges that members of Migrant Justice have been targeted by federal officials for their activism. What evidence do you have to support those allegations?
Well, as we've laid out in this lawsuit, there have been a number of arrests of members and leaders of Migrant Justice who we believe have been targeted because of their involvement as human rights defenders in this state. The lawsuit itself is about the Freedom of Information Act, which is a law that, at the end of the day, is about transparency and accountability. And until the Department of Homeland Security and its sub-agencies, Border Patrol and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, comply with the Freedom of Information Act, we won't be able to see what their internal records have been.
But you're alleging that members of the group were targeted for their activism. I'm just curious what evidence you have beyond what you haven't been able to get through records that was the case.
That's right. So let's take the case of Enrique Balcazar, better known as Quique, and Sully Palacios. They were arrested in March of this year as they were leaving the Migrant Justice office. They had been on ICE's radar for quite some time, and we knew that from statements that had been made by ICE agents to other Migrant Justice members, and they were tracked from the Migrant Justice office.
What records are you requesting, and what's been the response from the agencies?
Well, we're requesting any information, any records that these agencies have about the arrests of Migrant Justice members, any communications they have about Migrant Justice as an organization, and they have improperly denied those requests. And that's what's forcing us to file this Freedom of Information Act litigation, because it's in the public's interest to know what federal agents are doing on the public dime.
And if these records are released, what are you hoping to learn from them?
We'll have a better understanding of what these federal agencies have been doing with regards to the targeting of these activists and human rights defenders in the state of Vermont.
And I just want to circle back to what we were talking about earlier, the allegations in this lawsuit that members of Migrant Justice were, as you say, tracked by the federal government. I'm just curious what evidence you have to show that did happen.
Well, the complaint itself is a matter of public record, so you can see what we've written in the lawsuit. At this point in time, we don't want to get too much more into the details, and certainly by having these agencies compelled to follow the law by releasing these documents, Migrant Justice and the public in general will have a better sense of what's behind these arrests.
Your lawsuit says the arrests have deterred members from participating with your group. How are you seeing that play out? Are workers calling you less often? Are they reluctant to work with you when you reach out to them?
This has certainly created a climate of fear in the community where people are worried that in addition to the generalized targeting of immigrants in this country under the Trump administration, that by being public, by exercising your First Amendment rights to speak up for your civil rights, your civil liberties, your rights as workers, that you could be targeted by ICE or by Border Patrol for arrest, detention, and ultimately deportation, separating you from your family and your ability to make a living.
Will Lambic is a staff member with the advocacy group Migrant Justice. Thanks, Will.
Thanks very much.
And a note, we reached out to the federal agencies named in the lawsuit. All three responded that, as policy, they do not comment on pending litigation.